This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More than 3 million people have now fled Ukraine. Russia's bombing is intensifying. Large explosions thundered across Kyiv, the capital city, before dawn. Russian artillery strikes, say the Ukrainians. The AP's Andrea Rosa says his day started abruptly at 5 in the morning with the sound of explosions close to his hotel downtown.
We heard two very loud explosions about 5 in the morning, these were, I think, the largest explosions that we heard so far since we've been here. They were clearly closer to Kyiv city center.
The leaders of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia are visiting Kyiv today to show support, and there's another round of talks between Ukraine and Russia. The AP's Sagar Magani reports on pleas from around the world to Russia to stop the fighting.
From the UN,
Ukraine is on fire,
and the International Committee of the Red Cross.
Nothing short of a nightmare.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Director General Robert Mardini.
The country is being decimated.
It is really frightening.
Mardini tells the AP terrified Ukrainians are running out of food, water, medicine, shelter. They need help.
Whether a ceasefire or a combination of a ceasefire and safe evacuation of civilians is an absolute must.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Industry analysts say the war in Ukraine is partly responsible for the rising gas prices here in the U.S. The price of gas is $4.31 a gallon this morning. That's up 14 cents in a week. Authorities say Haitian migrants are reaching Florida's shores in large numbers as human smuggling operations ramp up. This is AP News. An American astronaut is expected to hitch a ride home on a Russian spacecraft, despite the tensions between the two countries. The AP's Mike Gracia.
A top NASA official said Monday, despite tensions between the United States and Russia, American astronaut Mark Vandehei will be coming back to Earth on a Russian capsule at the end of the month. During a news conference, NASA Space Station Program Manager Joel Montalbano said,
I can tell you for sure Mark is coming home on that Soyuz. We are in communication with our Russian colleagues. There's no fuzz on that.
On Tuesday, Vandehei will make American space history, setting a record with 340 days on a single space flight. When Vandehei returns to Earth on March 30th, he will have logged 355 days in space. The world record of 438 continuous days in space belongs to Russia. I'm Mike Gracia.
The American Kennel Club says Labrador Retrievers are still number one on the list of the most popular dog breeds. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.